You see the blurb on the front of Seattle's alternative news weekly, The Stranger, and it gives you pause. You know The Stranger's reputation and something of its aesthetic, so you read, "Meet Seattle's best literary magazine, page 19, and you think, here goes. But you first read your horoscope in the Real Astrology column and hope no one judges you as you page past all the escort and phone sex ads. And there it is, The Stranger's Books column with the news that the aforementioned best literary mag in Seattle is Pageboy Magazine, edited by writer and publisher Thomas Walton and featuring, among others, poet and performance artist Sierra Nelson, who has, among her many accomplishments, created at least two performance projects, The Typing Explosion and The Vis-a-Vis Society. Thomas, Sierra, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Is this where I disclose that I'm also published in the magazine, so I'm biased?
You may mention that,
okay,
yes.
I'll do that. What was the inspiration for creating PagePoint, and how long has it been around?
It has been around for roughly 5 years. It comes out twice a year, and there are five issues, so that would make 5 years. And the inspiration for the magazine was just to connect, I think, with other writers, like in general, generally speaking.
Just for your own personal kind of connection needs?
Well, I guess for a connection between myself and other writers and other writers and other writers.
Right. So sort of a nexus in a way.
Sort of a nexus, yeah. Yes.
You know, we live in an era where there's just everything online. We can read so much online. There was a Facebook meme going around where, "I have a device in my pocket." You're telling someone 30 years ago, "I have a device in my pocket where I have access to all the information the world has ever known, and I use it to see pictures of cats and argue with strangers." So, but I mean, the point is that most stuff is online. Why do you actually want to have now an actual print copy?
I don't know. I've asked myself that many times, and I think the most honest answer is just that I prefer personally to hold a book or a magazine and read it. That's all I can say. Because it makes sense to be online. It's cheaper. Your distribution is unlimited. And mine is obviously limited and very expensive doing it hard copy. So it's totally irrational why I'm still doing a hard copy. But I'm still doing a hard copy.
Yeah, hard copy and beautiful color as well, each edition.
I agree. The printer's very talented.
Yeah. The magazine has an aesthetic that seems to me at once innovative and also irreverent, which obviously is a reflection of you. But innovative is a broad term. What's the kind of work that you look for when going through submissions?
I look for people who are working. That's the most important quality to me, I think. So above and beyond style or form, I want to recognize that someone is devoted to what they're doing and they've put a lot of thought in it and they're working hard. And I feel like you can pick up on that. Maybe not always, but I imagine that I can pick up on that.
What are the clues that you see in that?
I'm not sure, but I feel like I can pick up on a familiarity with writing in general and an immediacy in the use of the language.
I'm wondering what the opposite of that is, a person who doesn't have a practice. And obviously we can say dilettantes or the writing equivalent of Sunday painters. And certainly there are a lot of those kinds of folks. But I suspect that it's even more distinct than that, that there are people who would not be described as dilettantes that are still something you would see in their work and still rejected for your magazine.
I think prose is the opposite of what I publish. And I don't mean prose versus poetry. I mean prose in the sense of loose language, not tight, not every word used for... Every word is meaningful. I feel like when I come across work that feels like the language is being used just to get to important ideas within the sentence, syntactically speaking. I'm not impressed by that work. I'm more impressed by a use of language where each word is a, or in Lynn Hagenian's way of saying it, each word is a world.
Yeah. It seems to me one of the ways I would characterize that is open as opposed to closed, because closed would seem to me, here's an idea I have to express, so I'm just going to do whatever I need to set up and get to that point. Whereas open, there's a sense of discovery in that. You can really tell that from the work.
Sure. I don't I haven't thought about that, but that's, that could be a translation of what I just said, yes.
You mentioned Lynn Hagenian. Can you talk about other folks that you'd sense that are influences or that are part of a lineage that you're trying to extend?
I have my own personal lineage, and Gertrude Stein is probably the quote-unquote mother of us all. That's how I have referred to her on the Pageboy blog. She's definitely a huge umbrella under which I feel like a lot of the work that I like falls beneath. But I also, as an editor, I don't want to get caught up in creating or defining one particular school, because I want to be larger. I want the magazine to be larger than my own personal likes or dislikes.